I, like most sports fans in this town, sat back for moments and especially Saturday night, excited about Penguins playoff hockey against the Montreal Canadiens in Toronto. Didn't end well. Kept me up late, and then I couldn't sleep because I was so wired. So let's get to our own Jim Colony and get some details, and we'll start with the playoff game. Tonight, a chance to even the series at 1. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Larry. How are you?
Well, I've had better sports weekends. Here we were all pumped up because we've been shut in waiting for games that mattered and jumped into the playoffs. And it's amazing, just as a fan, how at first it didn't feel right, but then as the game went on, it really got into it and was anxious like you would be in a playoff game. And then you go into overtime only to lose. Suddenly it was over.
Yeah, it was a weird game. A lot of games are weird. I thought overall the pace of the play was okay, but you know the Penguins' power play is just that's the reason they lost. People want to yell about the goaltender. You can't really yell about the goaltending on Saturday. There was one bad goal, or maybe it wasn't even a bad goal. It was just a goal that Matt Murray could have stopped. You know, the other one was one of those things. There was traffic in front. And then the overtime goal was what it was. After the Penguins had several chances themselves, not the least of which was a Connor Sherry penalty shot that he couldn't execute because the ice was pretty bad by the end. But you know the Penguins dominate early and they can't score, and then the Canadiens get a couple of goals. The Penguins rally. You know, there's all sorts of things you can point to. I'm going to go power play, the overwhelming number one reason why the Penguins failed to win that game.
Jim, you brought up a really good point on the ice surface. Now, normally you're not playing in August where the temperatures outside are 80 plus, which does play a role in the humidity. And then you're not playing after two other professional hockey league games. So the Penguins being the last to play in the day, they had the crummy ice, and it showed for both teams, but both teams are playing under the same circumstances.
Yeah, that never, you know, you always talk about, I guess it would favor or it would hurt the faster team more than it would hurt the slower team. Not that any team in the NHL has guys who can't skate at all, but, you know, the Penguins want to rely on their speed. But it's just when you are gifted, and in several cases the penalties were just, I mean, gifted, especially that 5-on-3. I mean, you've got to be, you know, you're thinking, and, you know, it's funny. It used to be when the Penguins would get a 5-on-3 and it was 90 seconds long, you're thinking to yourself, okay, if they can get a goal here within 20 or 30 seconds, they're going to have another full minute with a man advantage and a chance to score twice. And now, if you're a Penguins fan, even 5-on-3, you're just begging for a goal. And then when they have the man advantage, you're hoping they don't give up a shorthanded goal, which nearly happened in that game on Saturday. But, you know, the Penguins were saying all the right things yesterday. They had a practice. Mike Sullivan said, you know, we went back and looked at it. Game one really wasn't all that bad. We did a lot of good things. But, you know, guys have to take advantage of their opportunities. And Carey Price, the Montreal goaltender, was very good, especially at the beginning of the game. But, you know, Matt Murray, I mentioned the goals that he let up, but he also made some saves in the third period and overtime that they could have lost the game had he not stopped them. And he did make some very good stops. So, you know, there's really no reason to switch goalies. You'll hear some people talk about that. You may hear some people talk about making changes on the third line. But to me, it's the, you know, as our good friend John Tortorella said, it's starting with their stars. And those are the guys that need to deliver. And Sid did make a nice play. You know, he banked it off of Price's back. And it's funny, I was watching at that time and I'm thinking to myself, you know, he's lurking behind the net. You know, maybe this is one where he banks one in. And that was a couple of shifts before he actually did do that. So, you know, and then the Rust goal was the second power play unit. So they did score a power play. It was the second unit with Hornquist on it. I would be stunned if tonight that Hornquist is not back on the first power play unit to do what he does, which is to bother the goaltender. And it worked.
And then there's the Pirates, which you'll get to in a few minutes. See, yeah, that was big disappointment that they didn't pull out yesterday, at least grab one game in Chicago, and now they have the worst record in baseball.
Yeah, and yet they're not that far behind, except for the Cubs, who have a lead in the division. They're not that far behind the second-place teams, at least in terms of win totals. You know, and then the Cardinals, they may, who knows if they'll play a game again with what's going on with them.
Right.
But it's just, you know, when you waste performance, the pitching that they wasted yesterday, and, you know, forget about Cody Ponce making his major league debut with a runner at second base and nobody out in the bottom of the 11th inning. That's a very difficult position. We're not going to complain about that. You complain about a bunch of other things. But they wasted pitching. You know, guys like Nevaroskis that I never want to see again, quite honestly. But he pitches a scoreless inning. You got Rodriguez with a scoreless inning. You've got Nick Turley with a scoreless inning. You know, Brault with three perfect innings. And you need to win a game like that. And it actually looked like the games on Friday and Saturday, they didn't score a run until the ninth inning. And then yesterday they finally scored in the first inning. Then that was it. You know, they just can't hit. And it's very similar to what we were talking about with the Penguins. You want to talk about, they need to do something. Dyson shouldn't play and Heredia shouldn't play. And they don't have a catcher who can hit. And, you know, Gonzalez should never play. And, you know, whatever. Forget about those guys, okay? And I know Newman did get a couple of hits yesterday and Reynolds got a couple the other night. But it's the guys who should be at the top of the order. We're talking about Newman, Frazier, Reynolds, Bell, and Polanco. Those guys aren't hitting. They're all under 200. A couple of guys are under 100. And until their better players start to hit the ball the way that they're supposed to hit the ball, then they're just not going to do anything. And it's a shame because their pitching is not great. Their personnel is not considered that great. And yet, you know, you pitch a game like yesterday, you need to win a game like that, and they just couldn't do it.
All right, on that note, the Pirates are in Minnesota to take on the Twins, and we'll get more from Jim in a moment. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, Larry, we'll see you. Stay safe.